USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 200 U.S. companies were the victim of a ransomware attack on Friday, targeting the networks of small businesses. Cybersecurity experts say the attack was focused on a company that supplies network software to spread the malicious software. A criminal group based in Eastern Europe or Russia is being blamed for the attack, the same group that's believed to have perpetrated the attack on meat supplier JBS earlier this year. President Biden told reporters Saturday in Michigan that the U.S. would retaliate if the Russians are found to be involved.
They're directing the intelligence community to give me a deep dive on what's happened, and I'll know better tomorrow, and if it is, either with the knowledge of and or a consequence of Russia, then I told Putin we will respond. We're not certain. The initial thinking was it was not the Russian government.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Despite reports that security fencing that was installed in the wake of the January 6th riots will soon be coming down, the Capitol building is still closed to most visitors. Brad Bernards has more.
As it had been nearly 16 months, longer than any time in the nation's history, the U.S. Capitol is closed to most public visitors. The 1-2 punch of the coronavirus pandemic that shuttered the Capitol's doors in the spring of 2020 and the deadly insurrection by then President Donald Trump's supporters on January 6th has left the icon of American democracy unopened to all but a select few. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974 after defeating the Atlanta Hawks 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers and started off the third quarter on a personal 16-0 run. Game 1 of the Finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
During his visit to the site of the Surfside condo tower collapse, President Biden took a moment to meet a young girl who was still waiting for news on her loved ones that lived in the building. Brad Bernards reports.
Gazing at the mountain of rubble that had buried her father, uncle, and dozens of others, a 12-year-old girl moved away from her relatives, sat down by herself, and pulled out her phone. She opened a collection of psalms and began to pray. Elisheva Cohen's moment of reflection at the site of the Florida condominium collapse captivated the Surfside mayor and led to an introduction to President Joe Biden, who asked to meet her Thursday when he arrived to console families affected by the disaster.
It's bad enough to lose somebody, but the hard part, the really hard part, is to not know whether they're surviving or not.
The president's public comments. The mayor said the most moving moment of Biden's visit was when he shared Elisheva's story with the president. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And NASA's Mars rover is taking over its own steering wheel. The Perseverance rover has been relying heavily on guidance from Earth to navigate the surface of the red planet, but scientists are giving more of the navigation responsibilities over to new technology aboard the rover. Called AutoNav, it allows Perseverance to take more direct routes to areas the scientists want it to explore and do it faster over more complex terrain. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.